This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Okay, well, we want to again thank our friend Mark coming by and giving that gift of $300. That put us over the challenge by $4. I had to answer a phone there real quickly. But what we want to do is we want to stop just for a minute and listen to our doxology. Listen to this. $117,114 and counting. God bless you. And so here's our doxology. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, and we also want to thank some other folks calling and giving and helping out here today, trying to get that doxology on and let you know where we are. But we also have a first-time giver, Jose from Tamarack, calling and giving a gift of $20 a month over the next 6 months. We thank you so much for that. Randy from Port St. Lucie giving for the first time, a one-time gift of $100. And then Katil, my good friend Katil, giving a gift of $40. So we're going to thank you all for that giving. And that takes us up and over that it takes us another $250 over the challenge. And we're very grateful and thankful to the folks for calling and giving and helping out here today at WCNO Radio. And I also had a call coming in. We had a lot of calls coming in all at one time there. And bunching up, and we're trying to get those calls answered as quickly as we can. We're going to check online here in just a minute and make sure that we have everything up to date from that. But a call came in from a brother there in Port St. Lucie. His mother has had some physical problems. The Lord knows about those problems, but we're just going to pray. We're going to ask you to pray with us for Helena, that God will touch her. Our brother called. This is his mother that needs prayer today, and we just want to pray and ask God to minister to her. So Heavenly Father, we lift up Helena to you today in prayer. We know, God, that you're able to touch her and to minister to her physical body. Lord, you know the need that is there. We pray, dear God, that you would touch her, minister to her, bring healing, help to her body today in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for her. We ask, dear God, that you just meet the need in Jesus' name, and amen. And Father, we are very grateful and thankful for the family of God that's surrounding her today and helping to meet the needs of the family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, well, it's 4 minutes after 11 o'clock. We have today and tomorrow to wind up our fundraising. And right now we're getting closer and closer with every call. $77,626 to go to finish up our fundraiser. And I believe we can get it done. I'm going to check online. You can give online at our website today, WCNO.com, where you can make a pledge or a donation. Online at WCNO.com. And you can call and make a gift today. 221-1100 is our local number. And our toll-free number is 888-221-8990.
In truth and grace, so that all might know they have a rightful place. Beauty ever ancient and new, breaking through our deafness so we hear you. Shattering the darkness of night, a new dawn is rising to bring your light to all the world. Let us live our lives so that all might see that our hearts are restless till they rest in thee. Let us build your kingdom in truth and presence we came to be one in spirit and truth and name, strengthened by the body of Christ, taking up the call now to share your light with all the world. Let us live our lives so that all might see that our hearts are restless till they your kingdom in truth and grace, so that all might know they have a rightful place. Let us live our lives so that all might see that our hearts are restless till they rest in thee. Let us build your kingdom in truth and grace, so that all might know they have a rightful place. Let us live our lives so that all might see that our hearts are restless till they rest in thee. Let us build your kingdom in truth and grace, so that all might know they have a rightful place.
I'm dwelling, for it's in your presence. I can see the glory of the Lord. I see your glory. I see your face. I feel your presence here in this place. Behind the veil, Lord, is where I'm dwelling. For in your presence, I am free. Here in your presence, I am free. Oh, thank you for here in your presence, I am
emptiness inside, all because I strayed away from what was right. Oh, the days were so long, couldn't find a song to help me through the path I chose to take. Oh, please help me get back to the place where I was. Help me.
Come back home, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Lord.
Come back home.
A little help today.
Come back home, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Lord.
Come back home.
I need you.
Come back home, Jesus.
Oh, help me.
Come back home.
I'm falling by the wayside.
Come back home,
oh, you made my heart, and you know how I feel. A constant tug of war pulling inside.
But I'm leaving.
Yes, I am. A little help today.
I need you,
every day, yeah.
And that's Nicole Mullen. Shooby. All right. Well, friends, those phones have been ringing. Calls have been coming in. Listen to this. We're at $117,374. We have a long way to go yet to reach our goal of $195,000. Listen to this, but it's not nearly as far as it once was. We're $77,626 away from our goal, and we're hoping that those of you that are listening today might join us with a gift of support. We've had prayer requests coming in. We just prayed for Helena there. She needs a physical touch, needs some healing in her body up in Port St. Lucie. We were praying with her, and her son called in with that. If you have prayer requests today, we'll be more than happy to pray for you and with you. Phone line is open all day long to take your prayer request, your pledges of support, your comments, whatever you would like to have us pray over or pray for. We'd love to talk to you. And we hope that you're praying for us. We have just a little bit of time left today. And tomorrow, we're going to try to wrap up our fundraising. We have $77,626 to go. Yes, sirree, we've got our job cut out for us, and we're going to need your help, your prayers. Are you praying for us? Are you truly praying and saying, Lord, we need to get this done? We know a lot of people are out there praying for us. Pray for our renewed strength for those of us that have been working here over the last 2 weeks trying to raise the funds to keep this Christian radio on the air. You know, we talk about the goal. And we many times will refer to our goal as the financial goal of raising $195,000 in listener support to keep this radio station on the air. But what is the real goal? What's the real purpose? You know, there's a lot of things that we do. You know, do you go to work just to earn money? Is that what it's all about, just earning money? Or is the reason you get up and go to work, maybe the reason that you're working is because you have a family? You know, you're not working just to make money. You're working to support that family. You're working to keep the roof over their head, food on the table, shoes on their feet, clothes on their back, books for school. You know, all those things to keep the air conditioning running so that they can be comfortable when they sleep at night. You know, it's not just about earning the money. You want to earn the money because there's a greater goal behind it, and that's providing for your family. Well, you know, we talk about raising $195,000. Well, that's what we're trying to do. But the real goal, the real reason, maybe boiled down to one word, is called ministry. The ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right here at 89.9 FM. If you've listened to this radio station for any time, you know it's Christ-centered. It's about Jesus. It's about lifting up the banner of Jesus Christ. It's like one caller yesterday said, it's about making the proclamation that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's about ministering to men and women, boys and girls all over the South Florida area and wherever they might listen to this station by the internet stream. It's amazing how many people tune in to WCNO Radio that are listening on their computer, listening on their iPhone, listening on their portable device, whatever it is. You know, we call it radio. But it's much more than just radio. It's the communication of the gospel of Jesus Christ over the internet, over the audio stream. Wherever someone has a computer anywhere in the world today, they can tune in and listen to Christian radio right here at WCNO.com. And friends, we encourage you today to be a part of this radio ministry. We have come a long way in securing the funding for our coming months ahead, but we still need, at this point, $77,626. Now, maybe you can give a gift of $26. Maybe you can give a gift of $100 or $500, $600, $1,000 or more. I don't know. But we're going to need you, the listener out there today, those of you that are listening right now. And there's two groups of folks out there. There are those of you that have never given before to Christian radio. You know, I had a call yesterday from a fella, and he was just upset that we're trying to raise money. And he had some things to say. He let us know. And I wonder, has he ever given to Christian radio? Does he realize that the ministry of this station is provided because people care to pick up the phone and call and give? You know, you wonder sometimes. And there are those of you that have never given. Well, let me ask you, let me get a little pushy here if I may, and I don't want to offend anybody, but why not? Why not contribute to the radio station that you listen to every day? Now, you would not at all expect the cable company to come over and put the cable in and not send you a bill. Well, we don't send you a bill. We ask you for your help. We ask you for your support. And if you are being blessed, if you're being touched by the power of this radio ministry, maybe it's given you a song that has lifted your spirit, encouraged you. Maybe there's been a program that has touched you. Have you given to this station? If not, join us today as a partner in ministry. Would you do that? Just take the time to pick up the phone and call and say, count on me. I can give a gift of $10. It's worth $20 a month to me to support this station and to make sure that it stays on the air. Would you call our toll-free number from anywhere, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Our local number, 772-221-1100. That's locally, 772-221-1100. And when you call, we simply get your name and address. Tell us how much you wish to give. We send you a letter. And this is the thing that you need to really remember. You can send it back when you can. Maybe you feel that God is tugging on your heart today to give that gift of $25, and you say, I don't know where it's coming from. Well, let me encourage you in this. If God is speaking it into your heart to plant the seed, do you not believe today that God will give you the harvest to reap it? I believe He will. And so if you can give today, please do. 888-221-8990 is the number to call toll free. And our website, you can give anytime on our website at WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. We're trying to move our totals along today. We have today and tomorrow. That's it. We need your help and your support. And remember, if you have prayer requests, we will pray. And we will ask God to meet your needs. Pray for us as we're praying for you. Here's a song, We Will Pray. Our time is 11:27. Phone lines are open. Be a friend of the ministry and call with your gift today.
It's time for